back on the Lucky Rock. Gotta love that road rage auto. Wouldn't mind a little rocket launcher on my dashboard for these wonderful Florida drivers. Because if it's not the old people, then it's the folks from... Moving on to our first interview this week. I love this one. Takes me back to the days of old. In fact, this person lives almost exclusively in the past. Please welcome MySpace.
What up, Trick?
What is that?
It's what I say to my players. Player haters, don't be tripping on. Gonna get some Dre and some Eminem up in here. Never fear, yeah.
Okay, that is the worst rap I have ever heard.
Yeah, but it works on the low-down ladies on MySpace. All the honeys go crazy for my baby.
For all of our listeners unfamiliar with hip-hop, that was a nice rip-off of Snoop Dogg from about 1992.
There ain't nothing wrong with it, yo. Bet you don't like your past. That's why you ain't living in it.
No, I like my past just fine, minus high school.
Ah, see, there it is, Mr. Lucky Rock. Maybe you'd be more into MySpace if you had a better high school career like I did. In the words of the great Molly Shannon from that era, I was a superstar.
I get it. High school was great for you. But you've got pictures on your MySpace page with you and your teenage kids, and you're still dressed in your high school letter jacket.
So what if I got a picture of me in my high school letter jacket? So what if I also got a picture of me and a couple of my high school girlfriends?
Well, what's your wife think of you posting pictures of your high school girlfriends?
She don't mind. She looks good in them old pictures.
Wait a minute, your wife's one of the chicks in the pictures?
Yeah, she's one of them. Though I can neither confirm nor deny that she photoshopped out a little junk on the trunk on her part.
Just curious, MySpace. Have you actually made any new friends since high school?
Why would I do that? Best friends I ever had was in high school, and thanks to MySpace, I can keep up with my old homies.
So all of them are like you and they haven't actually moved on from high school?
No, the ones who moved on, those are the MySpace haters. Them and the people who keep their MySpace profile private and don't respond to MySpace friend requests from people who just want to relive the glory days. I mean, reminisce about high school.
Alright, MySpace. I'm scrolling through your profile right now, and it looks like you spend about 70 hours a week on Second Life.
Second Life's where it's at, man. I'm about to become a Lindenaire.
For everyone who doesn't know, Second Life is this whack job online world where people who have no life in this world can actually have a life online. These people are so far gone that they have their own currency called London dollars.
Yeah, well, I say having a life is in the eye of the beholder. John Edwards is cool, and I saw him on Second Life just the other day. Even there, that Two Americas crap is for real.